Hey there, Wild One. This special Mother's Day episode is part of the Out Loud and On Purpose, my solo series for cycle breakers, culture builders, and the moms doing invisible work that makes everything else possible. Today, we're not deep diving. We're taking a deep breath and honoring the women who carry it all, love without applause, and keep showing up anyway. This one's for the moms. To the daughters who became mothers, to the ones mothering their kids, their partners, their aging parents, and themselves. To the ones carrying invisible loads, spinning 25 plates while whispering, "I'm fine," when really, they're exhausted. This one's for you. For the calendar keepers, the carpool drivers, the crumb sweepers, and the quiet grievers. For the ones holding the world together, because in so many ways, you are. For the ones mothering with their whole selves, even when it's messy. For the women rewriting the script between loads of laundry and school pickup, this is a love letter, a toast, a sacred pause in a world that rarely says, "Slow down. I see you. I honor you. I'm with you." Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. Let's start by turning toward the women who came before us. If this day is bringing up mixed feelings or mother wounds that you've spent a lifetime trying to name, you're not alone. Maybe your own relationship with your mother is complicated. Our moms, they got it wrong sometimes. Even if we're still untangling the knots, even if we see things differently now, there are parts of them in us. Parts that we're carrying, parts that we're healing. Parts that we're choosing to do differently. Also, a lot of our best parts and our hard parts. You see, we inherited both treasures and trauma from our mothers. And now we get to choose what gets passed on. Maybe your mom has passed on some hurts. Maybe your mom did her best because she also passed down incredible traits, your strength, persistence, resourcefulness, grit. Both of these things can be true. This episode isn't about blame. It's about honoring the lineage and the legacy because it didn't begin with us and it doesn't end with us. So if you're listening today with a tender heart, you're not alone. It's wild to realize that our moms were often navigating expectations they never got to question. And now we're the generation trying to both honor them and heal what they weren't allowed to talk about. The systems that they didn't have space to question. That's not easy. It's brave. And it matters. And it's also how generational healing begins, with gratitude and grace. And a brave choice to say, "Mom, thank you for doing what you could with what you had." So much of what felt heavy or confusing as a child came from love, from survival, from doing your best for us, from trying to mother in a world that didn't always make space for your full self. If you're listening today as a daughter, a mother, or both, maybe take a moment to pause here and ask yourself, what do I want to carry forward as a mother? And what can I choose to lay down? This is a mother reflection mantra that I've come up with. She gave me what she could. I carry what I choose. Now I want to move to those of us in it.
Hey,
Mommy. Yep.
Sissy was on her pouch today and she accidentally biffed it.
She biffed it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll be right out. Thanks, buddy. That's the ones in the thick of it. Right? Here I am. This is real life. In the mess. We're doing the damn thing day after day. Let's name it. Parenting is not simple. These are unprecedented times. Pressure's loud. Expectations are high. There's a performance around every corner. Social media, school boards, mom groups, and our own inner critics. We're juggling screen time, meal plans, emotional literacy, big feelings, family culture, Google calendars. We're asked to be on 24/7 and still somehow show up rested, regulated, and Pinterest perfect. It's a lot. It's heavy. And you're allowed to feel that. And also, just the fact that you're thinking about all of this stuff, wondering if you're doing okay, that makes you a great mom. I know how much you do, and I know how much of it gets missed. You're the one who remembers all the things, who knows whose shoes are too small, who needs a new coat. You're holding space for everyone's needs while trying to remember your own. You're not just managing a home. You are the heartbeat of it, the holder of memory and meaning. You're putting together an ecosystem with love, sweat, spreadsheets, and sticky notes. You're the quiet architect of everything that matters the most. You carry what can't be seen. Schedules, snacks, next five steps, the names of all the friends, the emotional temperature of the house. You're also carrying the mental load. Remembering, planning, anticipating, adjusting, permission slips, midnight fever checks, every, Mom, what's for dinner? Even when you don't know. Every silent recalibration, the weight of caring deeply all the time. May you remember, magic isn't made from perfection. It's made from presence, from showing up, from caring again, even when you're worn thin, from holding the things that no one notices. Every list you write, every boo-boo you kiss, every meltdown, every meal, every quiet moment, it all counts. Let's call it what it is. It's not labor. It's leadership. You are the load bearer, the bridge builder, the peace broker, the woman who is remembering everything. Even when you forget yourself, you are the MOM. Say this, I am the maker of magic, not because I do it all, but because I show up with love. Let that affirmation be your anchor today. Even when no one says thank you, even when no one claps, when it's messy, when you wonder if it's enough, it matters. You matter. You are enough. You are doing enough. Just be real. Do the best you can. Own it when you come up short. Apologize quickly and genuinely. Celebrate the wins. Your wins, too. You're allowed to be proud of the woman behind the mother. Sometimes the hardest part of motherhood isn't the mess or the noise. It's the feeling that you've disappeared under it all. You're trying not to lose yourself in the noise. You're still in there. And you matter. So if you can, I want you to close your eyes. Put your hand on your heart. Just take a couple breaths. Do you feel the rhythm of all the love that you carry? I hope you know, deep in your bones, that you are seen. You are loved. You are the MOM, maker of magic, and you're doing a beautiful job. Not because your house is Pinterest perfect, not because your kids are nailing kale chips, but because you're showing up. Because you remember what they love. You notice when they're off. You remember who they're becoming. You hold space for them. You hold babies and you hold your breath, and then you show up and you do it all again tomorrow. You're making magic out of the mundane, even when it doesn't feel like magic. That's mothering. And it's okay if you're tired. That doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're human. It means you're doing sacred work, even when no one sees it. Magic takes energy, and still, you keep making it. If you have ever felt invisible, overwhelmed, or like you're not doing enough, please know, it's not because you're not doing enough. It's because you're doing everything. You're mothering in a world that forgets what real nurture even is. You are the memory maker, the mood reader, the vibe setter, the load bearer, the dream protector. You turn routines into rituals. You turn your home into a haven. Your ripple is real. Your love echoes. That hug you gave, that laugh you sparked, that safe space that you made, it all echoes. So here's to you, the one holding it all together, the one learning to let go. To the mothers, to the daughters, to the aunties and the bonus moms, to the memory capers and the soul holders, you are the MOM, the maker of magic. You're not just managing chaos. You're shaping culture. And you're not just shaping a child, a future. You're passing down what love feels like, what home sounds like, what safety looks like. And even if you didn't get that as a kid, you're allowed to create it now. That's the power of mothering, the quiet kind, the courageous kind, the kind that chooses presence over perfection again and again. It's legacy, it's healing, it's rebellion, and you get to define it. You're not just surviving the day. You need to remember that you're shaping what gets passed down. Mothering isn't just what we do. It's the tone, the tenderness, the tenacity, the way we love, and the way we grow. This is the power of mothering, and it matters more than you know. Because when we mother with intention, even in the mess, we help rewrite the story for generations to come. It doesn't end with us. It's what we model, what we say, how we love, how we heal. It all becomes part of what we pass down. Not just in our kids, but in the kids that they will raise someday and the world that they will help to shape. It isn't just what we do, it's who we are. And it matters more now than we may ever see in our lifetime. You are not broken. You're not behind. You're the maker of magic. And you're doing a beautiful, brave, wildly intentional job. You are on purpose. And the world needs more mamas like you. The ones who say, we can do this differently. To the ones who mother out loud, with heart, with edge, with fire, who are both soft and strong, who still feel unsure, but are going to keep going anyway. Maybe you didn't follow a playbook, or maybe you did, and you realized that it's not fitting. Maybe you're crafting a life that you never saw growing up. Maybe you're healing your own wounds while trying to raise whole humans. Today, I want you to rest. You don't have to earn it. You don't need to finish one more task to deserve it. You deserve to breathe, to laugh, to cry, to receive. Thanks for being here. Thanks for doing what you do. And thanks for loving the way you do. I see you. I want to celebrate you. I'm so glad you're here. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. Here's to you. If you're a mom, or you know of one who needs to hear this, share it with them. If you're a male and you just listen to this episode, thank you. Part of that recognition starts with you doing that. So thank you. Thank you. And whoever you're with, or a father to, or a son of, that means so much. Share this episode with them. Let whoever came to mind for you know that you see them. Give them props. Think of all the way that that mother, whoever's in your mind right now, all the things they've done for you. Call them out. Tell them thank you. You have no idea how meaningful your words will be to that woman, that M-O-M. If you're a mom, or you know of someone who needs to hear this, share it with them. Text this episode to your sister-in-law, to your mom, or to the friend who's been juggling it all quietly. Remind them of the magic they're making. And remind them that they're not alone. They're just in the thick of it. You don't have to parent on accident. Until next time, this is Mandy signing off. Stay rooted. Be brave, live wildly intentional.